Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Journeys of Light, usually hosted by Reverend John White, a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, but John is actually teaching a series of spiritual classes here at the Spirit University in Sarasota, Florida. So we are having a series of special interviews at the Spirit University, and today we are fortunate to have a special guest with us, Carol Assaf, a spiritual coach, healer, tarotologist, and Carol has a special role here at the Spirit University. Carol, would you like to tell us a little bit about the Spirit University and what your role is here?
Sure. Well, right now what I'm doing is human resources and operations, so I kind of got a combination of like wearing multiple hats, and I'm helping to build the community here with the Spirit University, bringing in more classes, not only the type of classes we have today with tarot and seance, but bringing it into a point where we're bringing in more classes that have to do with financial literacy and job readiness and things that can help the community. So we're broadening everything at this point and just bringing in a whole bunch of classes. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, I was looking over your background, and you're sort of like an HR superstar here. You know, a lot of people who come into, you know, the spiritual arena, a lot of people do struggle with their finances, or, you know, they come in, you know, they kind of flounder when it comes to the practical things, and I think a lot of people could relate to that. But you have a strong professional background here, so tell us a little bit about your background and how you managed to sort of straddle between the, the left brain and the right brain way of thinking.
I have a background in human resources and business coaching, but all my life, since the age of 5, I've been psychic, very intuitive as a child. I knew that things were in rooms and I had it was very challenging for my family, I guess you could say. So all my life, I've been that left and right brain, and I don't see it as something separate. Actually, I see it as a puzzle, and it's just pieces to a puzzle. So everything I do incorporates my spirituality, and it incorporates, you know, that whole corporate-minded thinking. So even if I'm in a business sense, I will also touch the spirit of the individuals that I'm working with just to get to know who they are at a deeper level so that there's better communication. So I don't see it as left brain, right brain. I just see it as a combination, and I've always seen it that way. I'm a tarologist, so I've studied tarot for like over 20 years. Went to BOTA, which is Builders of the Adytim. So we practice tarot and the Kabbalah, and a lot has to do with symbolism and what your subconscious holds and how we think of things, because we think of things in pictures. So I incorporate that in my business and the business sense for coaching and also training and development in the corporations, as well as doing all these wonderful classes and teaching tarot and teaching how to self-develop and how to see oneself and how to get those creative, beautiful juices that are in each individual's heart and how to pull them out so that they can then flourish in the world. And I've always seen it that way. So how did I get from one thing to the other? I think I've always been there, to say the best.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, sometimes people, you know, my background is in journalism, and, you know, and I'm from Boston. So, you know, people there are definitely, a lot of people are very open, but there's a lot of skepticism too. I mean, you know, it's not like in Western New York, it's a different culture out there. People don't believe in the supernatural. A lot of times they're, you know, they sort of have this attitude that it comes from the devil or the dark side. Where I'm from in Massachusetts, you might get laughed at, but you're not going to be thought of as someone who's practicing that, you know, something dark. All your background in, let's see, you built an internal corporate university for Zenith Media in New York City. That's very impressive. And, you know, now you're here and you're helping to build Spirit University. So how long have you been here with the Spirit University?
I've actually been with the Spirit University for maybe about 2.5 months. And out of those 2.5 months, I had 3 months vacation that I had prior. So I've been here maybe about a month, but I have been coming here on and off. So I know what the Spirit University is about. And just speaking to the owners and stuff and just knowing them, I know what they want and I know what they want to build. And I'm just coming in here to help them do it. And I don't see how it can't happen. I just see how it can.
What is the vision here?
The vision is to expand this. The vision is to take the Spirit University and just expand it. So we're really thinking about moving and getting either building a building or finding something that's really big and just starting a real huge church and getting all sorts of classes and speakers from all over the world coming in. And that's what we'd like to do. And we're starting now. And that's how I'm reaching it out, and I'm reaching out to all of you guys if you're interested.
And for those of you who are not familiar with the Spirit University down in Sarasota, it's about maybe an hour south of Tampa. And actually, people are already coming from, I would say, all corners of the U.S. to come in and teach here. And I know, of course, John White is here from Lilydale. There's a few other Lilydale speakers who come and both serve at the church on Sundays and also teach workshops. And then you guys had a really great idea, which is doing a monthly fundraiser, of course, which doubles as an education, for people who are interested. And I noticed that you really had classes from all different facets of, you know, different spiritual traditions. I noticed you had, there's a Buddhist workshop, a Wiccan workshop, and you actually, were you teaching a workshop here this past weekend as well?
I wasn't teaching this weekend, but I'm going to be developing some things coming February. So we're going to have a lot of new classes. A lot of the classes are coming in. That will be anything from tarot to the Yoruba religion. So I'm bringing that in here as well because I want everybody to be able to come to the Spirit University and just flourish and show their cultural backgrounds and all the, you know, the good things that that they have with Spirit.
And what is that class you're going to be teaching?
So it will be on it's tarot. It's a tarot class, but the tarot class that I'm teaching is going to be probably like 22 lessons. So individuals are going to learn how to read tarot from an intuitive standpoint. So it's really using the subconscious to bring up the connection to the different cards so that they don't only have to know the symbols on it, but it has to resonate with them. So what does it feel for you? So each person is going to be a little different. There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of interaction, and I'm hoping to just grow some more classes after that and see how that goes.
Sounds great. And, you know, you actually have something on your resume that I can't pronounce. You mentioned it earlier, BOTA, the Builders of the Aditum. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yes, Builders of the Aditum is where I learned how to resonate, I would say, and develop with the tarot. So it's not learning how to read tarot, but how to meditate and grow and develop with the tarot. And they use the symbolic things, and they use the Kabbalah. So it goes very, very deep, and it's all meditative and very spiritual. You have to actually take an oath in order to be part of that, and then you have to graduate from it.
And what is the oath?
So, the oath is one of the things we cannot talk about, everything that we've learned there, how we taught, you know, how we were taught to develop within BOTA. So anyone that wants to learn would have to be accepted, and then they would learn the teachings. And then they said, never take what we taught you and teach it the same way. So it's just a lot of spiritual, very, very deep self-development, conscious things that they work with you with. So it's wonderful. So anybody interested in doing something like that, I would definitely recommend it if you want to learn about yourself and learn about the tarot.
Sounds great. And, speaking of, resonating with the tarot, did you, as you were learning, you ever find yourself, she brought a few decks here. So, sometimes we have people call in and ask questions and connect with us through text message. And if people are interested, in asking a question, the number is 716-467-5552. Again, 716-467-5552. And what I was going to ask you is, in your time learning and thinking about it and feeling them out, did you ever dream about the card? Sometimes I would have, in the past, I've had dreams where a card would show up or someone would actually give me three cards. Have you ever had that experience?
Well, I've had a lot of experiences. I do past life regressions, and they just come to me. It's not like I've studied any of that. So symbolisms are always in my mind. Tarot come to mind when I'm thinking about certain things. If I want to focus on something, maybe a tarot card would pop up, and it might resonate with whatever it is that I'm going through. And it's almost like answering my question. It's almost like a yes or no. Should I be doing this and all that? And then maybe the priestess comes up, okay? So the priestess has everything. She's got it together, right? She's really cool. She's beautiful. She knows what she's doing. So what that card would tell me is that you've got everything that you need. It would be almost like having the magician. Now you have the tools. You know what you need to do. So go for it. So those kind of things, yes, would resonate with me. And I would just see all kind of symbols all the time. So yes, to answer your question, tarots have popped up. And sometimes I sleep with a tarot under my card if I want to meditate and think about something in a dream as well.
Now, I know that in the past when we've had, guests on the show, and it's okay if you say no, but sometimes people want to ask about bigger issues, political issues, just to sort of, get a sense of what you are picking up or intuiting or getting with your tarot cards about what's going on. So if that's something you're open to, we can certainly touch on that as well. Is that something you're open to?
One of the things I do not talk about, I've been very smart about this, but one of the things I usually don't talk about is politics and religion, because it's such a touchy and personal thing for individuals. So what you might see or how you might describe something may not set too comfortably with someone. So I'd rather do some open questions that are more personal than something to that nature. I hope you guys don't mind that, but it's just the way to do it.
Well, that's certainly understandable. We can ask you, hopefully, about something else that a lot of people in the metaphysical arena have been talking about for the past year or so, and also, of course, famous economists have been predicting that there's going to be some type of economic calamity or recession in this coming year. I know people who study astrology have talked about that too. What, in your experience, have you been picking up about this coming year?
This coming year actually is what I call fabulous. There's going to be so much change. It's going to be scary. It's going to be disruptive. And it's going to look like chaotic, okay, like something chaotic is happening, not only around the world with different things that are happening, like in Puerto Rico where they're having all those earthquakes, like in Australia where they had the fires and a lot of the animals. But I think what I call Gaia, the Earth Mother, is cleaning house. You know how you clean house? You just like go under the carpets and just get everything out, right? So it's time to clean house. So when you clean house in the beginning, it's a mess. There's dirt all over the place, and it's got to be swept up, and you have to, organize everything again. So that's how I see this year. But for those who have gone through lots of struggle and worry in the last few years prior to this, it's time for change. So if they're open to it, all of us, and I'm talking about everybody, if you're open to change, change is coming now. It's the stars and the planets are changing to the point where it's open for newness. It's open for anything that you want to do and develop. You have a choice, though. So it's up to you to really look at your life, see what's good in it, and you do the cleaning, too. You got a clean house, just like, you know, getting rid of old clothes and making room for new ones. So, yes, I see lots of change. I see a lot of good things happening, and I see a lot of change that's going to cause a lot of chaos in the beginning, but then it's going to filter out, and I think it's going to be a fabulous year.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, people have been talking about that for at least half a year. You know, I'd say last summer I've been – you know, started to hear people talk about that, and, you know, the economy changing, and, you know, and of course, everyone knows all the chaos that's happening in the political arena as well. So it's an interesting way to start the new year. But as you said, sometimes you have to get dirty to begin the house cleaning. And actually, I'm going to go to the first person who sent you a question by text. This comes from Carrie Ann in Holliston, Massachusetts, and she wants to know if you can tune in for her or pick a card about her living situation. She's going through a lot of changes, she said, and she's just hoping for some guidance.
Hi, Carrie. Okay, let's see what the cards have to say.
Just have a soul. And you've got, what deck do you have there? The Master?
Yeah, Master Tarot deck. It's a really pretty deck, and I love the feel of the cards, and they just like a little larger than some of the smaller ones, so they feel like really comfortable. But I'm not even going to shuffle these cards. I'm just going to play with them, and I'm just going to feel them because I want to feel your energy. So just send me your energy, please. Carrie, send me your energy. Okay. Let's see what's coming up for you. Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay. Okay. So we have the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is a card that says you're ready to move forward. So there must have been a lot of turmoil in the past, in the recent past, and there's decisions to be made. And it might be a little confusing, but you're at the point to make that decision. You're holding a cup, and that cup that you have in your hand is your way of saying, you know what, this is mine, I can move forward, I can do this. So you're at that point where you're going to make a decision to move forward. And the decision is yours. So you can stay where you are. You can be in whatever situation you're in today. And I feel this, wow. So I'm getting a feeling that Spirit is just telling me that it's time for you. It's not even whether or not you should make the decision. It's time for you. So there's this a part of your being that is telling you this. And you're feeling a little confused, and it's emotional. It's an emotional confusion because the cups always depict emotions. So it's talking about the feelings. It's not about the actual situation. It's about how you feel about the situation, and it's just time for you to move forward, make a decision, and just and feel comfortable and know that you'll be supported through it. Thank you, Carrie.
And thank you. The number to text in with a question is 716-467-5552. We are with Carol Asaf. Sorry. She's a spiritual coach, healer, and tarotologist here at the Spirit University in Sarasota, Florida. And Carol teaches tarot. She's going to be teaching a workshop here. What weekend is it again?
I haven't decided which weekend it's going to be in February. So I haven't decided the exact classes, but I'm going to start teaching tarot. And I'm also a healer, so I do healing on the Sunday after the service. I'll do healings here as well. So I might also broaden this out to classes on Ayurveda. So that's Indian medicine, because I'm into the health and well-being as well. So that'll be at the end of February.
And I just have to ask, since you you were in New York and now you're down here in Florida, what do you feel about the energy, you know, the vibration there in New York City compared to how it is down here in Southern Florida?
That's a terrible question to ask. I love New York because it has the greatest things, the food and all the other things that you want, but the it's very chaotic in New York. It feels like prickly heat when I'm there. It's a lot of there's a lot of people. They're moving very quickly. It's fast paced, and you have to keep up with it, or you're left behind. So the change coming down south to a more tropical place, to a more to the beaches and all it's soft. It's comfortable in Sarasota, in Florida. I started in Orlando. I came in down to Orlando in 2001. And I lived there for a while, and then I moved to Sarasota. Sarasota is a little bit more slower paced. The traffic is great here in comparison to Orlando and New York. So what's the difference in New York? It's cold right now. it's cold. It's gray. I love the sunshine, even though it's a little bit cold here right now. I love the climate change, even though it gets very hot. I enjoy that. I enjoy the beaches, and I enjoy a little bit more of the slowness and the tropical breeze that comes through. And I don't mind the frizz because my hair is just frizz. It's not good hair days because of the moisture in the air, but it feels much more comfortable than in New York. I love to go there and get an energy boost, and then I come right back home. So I love it here.
Yeah, and, you know, I think about half of Lilydale is down here in the winter, at least for part of the winter. And for our listeners, because this is, Lilydale Radio, anyone who is in the western New York area, you know, Lilydale is about an hour south of Buffalo, an hour and 15 minutes south of Niagara Falls. Lilydale actually has activities and classes all year long. You know, despite the snow, there were kind of blizzard conditions just a few days ago. But life continues. You know, people out there are pretty hardy over in the winter. So, you know, Friday night there is mediumship development with Judith Rochester. She is a longtime medium in Lilydale. She is an amazing teacher, very, very patient. You know, sometimes teachers have different styles, you know, and sometimes that, that shortness people have of the temper, sometimes for a teacher that's very intentional, you know, everyone has different methods. But Judith's method is very encouraging and patient, and she works with all levels of mediumship and psychic development, so from the beginner to the advanced, and she's actually written several books also on mediumship development. So that's Friday nights at 7 o'clock, usually in the Assembly Hall. You can find more information about it on the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org. Also on Sunday, there are three different church services, two of them at 10 a.m., and the third one in the evening, for those of you guys who don't like to necessarily wake up early, right outside the gate of Lilydale at the Fellowship of the Spirit. So 10 a.m. with the Church of the Living Spirit on the grounds in the Assembly Hall, or you can go to the National Church Service in the Healing Temple. And each one of these services have, you know, three main components where people receive messages from the medium. So there would be kind of random people in the audience, maybe about a dozen or so, who receive messages. There's an inspirational message for everybody. And of course, there's the free healing service. And Lilydale welcomes, just like Spirit University down here in Sarasota, welcomes people, you know, from all different backgrounds. You don't have to be a member of the church to come and experience the services. You know, it's a great introduction to what this is all about, to spiritualism. Sometimes people come in with different backgrounds and they have different ideas of what spiritualism is or what spiritism is. And sometimes there's a lot of superstition. In fact, it's funny because Lilydale is a hub, you know, for spiritualism. It's the largest spiritualist community in the world. Yet it's surrounded by, you know, a lot of people who are fundamentalists. So of all the places for it to be situated, it's in an area where there's a lot of superstition, where a lot of people say Lilydale is full of people doing witchcraft, and not necessarily the kind of witchcraft that Wiccans actually do, but the kind that you would see in a horror movie, which, of course, that's not going on. You know, it's really the heart and soul of it is about connecting with loved ones on the other side. You know, your grandmother, your brother, your sister, your spouse, you know, someone you loved and lost, someone you want to know. Yes, they're still alive in a very real sense, not in the sense, you know, that their spirit continues, but in the sense that their personality still continues. And what the medium does is try to provide proof of that continued existence. And, you know, that's the main function of Lilydale and what the mediums there do. So they're not up, you know, in the back doing any funny stuff. And of course, Lilydale also has a connection with Native American, you know, the energy there, people can feel it. And they say that the Native Americans who had it as a holy ground before Lilydale became a spiritualist community. In fact, it was an island. They called it Turtle Island. So there's a lot of that turtle energy there. And in fact, someone once told me a story of how they went kayaking in Casadega Lake, right in Lilydale, and they couldn't understand. They couldn't continue moving the kayak. And the oar was just kind of like stuck, and they thought stuck in a bunch of rocks. So they looked down, looked a little closer, and they saw it was just hundreds and hundreds of turtles. Yeah, so down here in Florida, you have the alligators and the snakes, and up in Lilydale, we have the turtles and the black bear too. But so, spiritualism is, you know, nothing to be afraid of. The heart and soul of it really is connecting with the other side, your loved ones in spirit, and of course, progressing spiritually. It's something that around the world, a lot of people have been doing, a lot of other cultures do for thousands of years. But in America, we have a little bit of a different culture. And Carol, you have some exposure to spiritism, right? Can you talk a little bit about that, what spiritism is and how maybe it's different from spiritualism?
Sure. So all my life, I've been connected to spirit. I've seen spirit. I've gotten messages from spirit. And all it is connecting to energy. Everything in the world is connected through energy. It's like electricity, like you plug something in. You don't see it, but it's there. How do you know? Because the radio goes on. So just like the radio goes on, you pick up that same energy, and your radio, your antennas kind of connect to spirit, and spirit gives you a message. You can see it in symbolism. Sometimes you can hear it. You can see it in picture form, but it is just such a natural thing. There's no fear in it. There's nothing to fear because you see a lot of movies, and movies make you think other things. But it's just a natural thing. Energy flows, and if you pick up whatever that frequency is, you get the message. And that's how it is with tarot. That's how it is with speaking to those that are on the other side. It's just energy. They change the frequency. They let go of their clothes, which are the bodies, and they are free. And it's just energy in the air. And those of us that are sensitive to that can pick that up. So spiritualism to me has to do with that. It has to do with communication. It has to do with picking up frequencies, understanding the energies that are there, and keeping your mind, body, and soul in balance so that you can do that. And it's just very natural. It's a natural thing, and there's never, ever anything to really fear in it at all. It's just to self-develop. So it's just like learning a language. You know, you start in the beginning, you know a few words, and then after a while you speak the language, and you hear somebody else speaking to you, and no longer have to interpret it from Spanish to English or English to Spanish or French or whatever. It just comes natural, and that's spiritualism to me. It's connecting with spirit, connecting with your true self, connecting with your heart. That's spiritualism for me.
So you mentioned that even since you were a little girl that you have been experiencing spirit. Could you talk a little bit about your first or one of your first experiences with spirit?
it scared the bejesus out of my grandnanny. I was 5 years old, that I can remember going back. I was 5 years old, and my auntie bought me this doll, Patty Play Pal or something. She was this big doll, and it was a well-known doll at the time, and everybody wanted it, and she scared me to death because she was big. And I was just looking at the doll and the person that gave it to me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, what am I going to do with this doll? Because this doll, it felt like it was living to me. So I said, well, you know what? I was 5 years old. I was in the room by myself. I put her up on the dresser because I didn't want her sitting near the bed. So I put her up on the dresser, and I said, if there is spirit in this room, the doll's going to fall. Well, what did she do? She fell off. She fell off the dresser, and I tore out of the room screaming top of my lungs, oh, there's a ghost in the house. There's a ghost. And my family were in the kitchen. They had a whole family gathering in there, and I realized, what's going on? What's going on? So as I was growing up, I remember that as, you know, 5 years old, but I gave my family a scare all the time, so it was very challenging for them. But as far as I can remember, that was like one of the first ones that really scared me. And then just in growing up, I would have all kind of dreams. And things would come to me, and past lives would come to me. They would just, you know, just flow in like I was drinking water, and I didn't know how to handle it in the beginning. So I had to learn how to develop that and how to work with spirit, because it could be very challenging if you're getting all these messages and you don't know, you know, where to put them. You know, it's like having a radio on and you know, 10 stations are coming in at one time. So what do you do with that? But as far as I can remember, I was about 5 years old when I had that first big experience that scared me.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. It's, if you watch little kids sometimes, it's like when they I have a little niece, so she's about just over a year old. And, you know, sometimes when they do something to hurt them, they get a bump. And at first, before they realize what's happened, they don't experience the pain, but as soon as it registers mentally that they're supposed to feel pain, then the tears come like fireworks. So maybe, I don't know if there's a delayed reaction for you, but, you know, have you ever experienced, we actually have someone who we know through Mary that runs the church services here, her cousin or great cousin, who is transferred up to the Lilydale area now, she actually took a bunch of classes with Mary, and she's now a professional medium. She used some of her psychic gifts, intentionally or not, on a game show. She was on, I don't know if it was the Wheel of Fortune, the Price is Right, something or other, but she had a lot of student loan debt, and this is something that she talks about publicly, so it's not a secret or anything. She had a lot of student loan debt, and her one burning desire was to get rid of that student loan debt. And when she was on the talk show, she had enough, I don't know, presence of mind or spirit where she could actually hear spirit talking to her, and they gave her the answers, and she won pretty much exactly enough money to pay off her student loans. It is great. I've had some pretty big wins, you know, with spirit helping me, with God helping me. Can you think of any instances in your experience where you really thought, thank God that spirit helped me out with this and guided me through something?
It happens all the time. It happens all the time to me. I'm not talking about wealth and prosperity in that sense, but when I have questions or I'm confused about certain things, and I will reach out to spirit. At one point in my life, I was almost murdered, and I had to reach out to spirit because in the situation I was in, I didn't know what to do. I'm not going to go into total details about it, but I had to reach out at that time, and I had to let go of my thinking, okay, so that conscious thinking of what are we doing, and I just asked spirit, well, you know, let me know what you want me to do because I don't know how to get out of this situation. And it actually told me just to sit and talk about things, talk about family, talk about different things to this individual, because I was getting ready to get held up and shot. So I don't know what it is, but I got through it. They left me, and they just left, and I was just in shock because I'm thinking I'm going. and I'm not ready to go. And, you know, I just kept saying, I'm not ready to go. I have so many different things that I have to do here, but tell me how to get out of it. So that was one of the major things. It was like super freaky, super scary. But I listen to spirit. I listen to spirit when I choose jobs. When I'm going for a position in a company, any company, I have to feel that company. I have to feel the energy there and all. And I ask spirit, is this the right thing for me to do? Because I don't want to come from the mind and then make the wrong decisions. And then, you know, just like, well, you know, you just threw yourself 5 feet back and you got to go back, you know, 2 back and 1 forward. So I listen all the time. And spirit will talk to anyone if you just open your mind to it. And stop, you know, doing everything yourself. I can do this. I'll make the decision and all. Sometimes if you're confused about something, just ask spirit and sit quietly and just meditate on it for a little bit, and you'll be surprised how something strange might come to you. And it's like, oh, my gosh, that has to do exactly with what I was talking about. So, yes, I do it all the time.
Well, that's pretty amazing. You know, when you mentioned that, when you remember that story that happened, it reminded me of Doreen Virtue. If you've read The Lightworker's Way by Doreen Virtue, the famous angel lady who is now actually a born-again Christian and no longer doing anything metaphysical, but she still, you know, does communicate with angels. She actually had a, I don't know if it was this very, how similar it was, but in the sense that basically angels saved her life. And I think that probably there's a lot of people that could relate that, you know, I mean, talk about the number one, you know, thing that, you know, people need during, you know, like their sixth sense really comes out to basically save your life, you know, whether you're talking about from a spiritual or evolutionary standpoint, you know, that that part of you, that deep, you know, whether you actually hear a voice like maybe you did, or that internal guidance, or just that instinct. Can't think of a bigger, you know, bigger help than saving your life. Yeah. So now this class that you're, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm sorry for interrupting. I just want to tell you a little story is when I was a little girl, I was at my friend's house, and I was scared to go in one of the rooms, and I always just thought, you know, I'll stay over here near the kitchen, and I wouldn't step in there. But one day, her mom and dad were talking, and they were talking about whoever lived in that house prior to that, and she said that someone had actually passed away in that room, and it was an older man, but he was very ill. And what I was doing was just picking up the energy of that person. So as I had mentioned before, it's all about energy. It's like you can just pick it up. Even when you're in need of assistance or anything, it's picking up the energy. It's just sitting quiet. You just have to quiet your mind. Even when you're afraid, you're just like, okay, let me just quiet my mind for a minute, because the answers are going to come. So I just say, just trust. It's about trust. Okay, so sometimes we think about, well, I don't know, because you don't trust yourself. But you have to believe it, you have to feel it, and just trust it. And things come into fruition when you just believe them. And if we have to change our beliefs, well, then maybe it's just time to do that too. But I think it's just about opening up again and just listening, because you're going to get so many different messages. They might be subtle, but if you're open to them, you'll get them. You can be in the worst situation. You're going to get messages if you ask for them. The angels are around us all the time. Spirit is around us all the time. People that go from the body into the form of spirit and energy, they're around us all the time. So all you have to do is ask. Ask for help. Ask for, you know, right or wrong questions. Ask whether you should move, whether you should be with someone. What should I do? Should I take this class? Just ask. And you'll be surprised after a while. You're going to start feeling that these messages will come and answers will come to you a lot more easily.
Thank you. You know, and that can be so hard for people sometimes when they're in the middle of the feeling, the emotion, to stop and, you know, as the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God, or be still and listen. And, you know, John always mentions that, you know, Lilydale, places like Lilydale are a little bit immune from, say, the Great Depression or recession, because the times when people need the most mediums the most is typically when they're going through a, you know, transitional time. They need that hope. And that's what, you know, whether you're getting it through, you know, a medium or a spiritual teacher or an inspirational speaker, you know, spirit, God provides that hope. And, you know, you can access it through someone. They can hold, kind of hold the flame for you, or you can, you know, do it yourself. But, you know, and it is nice to have someone who is constantly kind of holding the torch and able to have that light all the time, you know, which is one of the wonderful things about places like Lilydale or the Spirit University. It just serves as such a great tool for people and a resource. And Carol, we are actually wrapping up here. We just have a few more minutes. So for those people who may be coming to visit the, you know, the Tampa, Sarasota area in the coming months or even year, what would you like them to know about Spirit University and what, you know, what the mission is here?
Spirit University is a great place to come. We have so many events that are going on all year long. Like in February, we're going to have a wonderful Roaring Twenties. So everybody's going to dress up like the Roaring Twenties, and we're going to have individuals reading cards and doing healings and things of that nature. We're going to have some dancers coming in from some of the local dance schools in the area as well. And then in March, we have the AHA Holistic Health Fair, which is a health fair. We're going to have 42 different speakers coming in. They're going to be talking about health and wellness. Some are going to show, you know, different forms of Tai Chi and Qigong, and others are going to come in and they're going to talk about things like colostrum, which is something for health. It's a fluid. Well, if you don't know what that is, it's a fluid that mothers develop when they're going to breastfeed, and it's just before the milk comes in, and it's extremely healthy, but it's out there, and a lot of people are benefiting from it. So if you come by March 21st, we're going to have that holistic health fair. Come on in, because you're going to learn a lot of different things. It's going to be wonderful for everybody. And thank you so much. All right. Bye now.
And thank you so much, Carol, for being a part of our show. And if you'd like to get in touch with Carol, you can email her at heart@thespirituniversity.com. That's heart@thespirituniversity.com. Thank you again for tuning in, and we hope to catch you next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. for another edition of Journeys of the Light. Thank you. God bless and good night.